So this morning we're talking about a crazy love. Amen. A crazy love. Can everybody say a crazy love? One more time. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated as we consider talking this morning about a crazy love. Amen. Because it's possible to do the right thing the wrong way. Amen. I said it is possible to do the right thing the wrong way. Amen. Daddy Papp said many years ago when I met him, he was a young man, he told me that it's not what you say, but how you say it. Amen. And I would like to elaborate on that, take that further and say it's not what you do, but it's how you do it. Amen. Amen. And as we look at our world who has, some would say, have gone crazy, we live in a crazy world. Amen. It's a lot going on in the world. But the place is only crazy because the people act crazy. Amen. The people act crazy. But the truth of the matter is that it is going to take something crazy to deal with something that's gone crazy. Amen? It's going to take something. Because the world has gone crazy, it has come unglued. The world has is in need of a supernatural love. The world is in need of a Christian love. The world is in need of a crazy love. And when I talk about crazy, I'm not talking about someone's mentality. I'm not talking about them mentally, but I'm talking about their manners. A world that's gone crazy. Amen. It is not talking about them. But the aim of our sermon is for us, get this, to be the best Christian we can be. Amen. To be the best Christian we can. Amen. Can everybody say to be the best Christian I can? Amen. Amen. And that won't happen without love. The Corinthian church was a church that was gifted highly, but it was a church that also was divided. There was immaturity, there was immorality, there were all different types of things taking place in the Corinthian church. They had the gift of prophecy, the gift of healing. They had, amen, the gift of speaking in other languages, amen. They released messages regarding the resurrection. The Bible talks about the resurrection. They had communion. They had everything. But you know what? They didn't have love. And that's important. That's critical. We need love. Anything, no matter how good it is, if it does not have love, it means nothing. And we have to have it. We can't get along without it. Every couple, you can have the house, you can have the car, you can have the clothes, you can have the refrigerator full of food, a closet packed out. But if there's no love, amen. Amen. And it takes a crazy love to love imperfect people. Amen. Yeah, I guess I'm saying it takes a crazy love to love crazy folk. Amen. Because we're imperfect. We are disappointing. We will let you down. Have I got a witness? It takes a crazy love to have a marriage. And it takes a crazy love to have kids. Sometimes they push us to the limit, don't they? They, through their disobedience and through them just not doing what you say and continuing and continuing and continuing. It requires a crazy love. Amen. Matter of fact, they'll drive you crazy. Amen. And you conclude that this kid's going to drive me crazy, but I'm staying in it because I love him. And what kind of love is it? This is a crazy love. It's a love that, amen, they won't do right, but you keep loving them. Through their imperfections, through their immaturity, through their weird ways. But we love them. But you can't love them with no natural love. You have to have a crazy love. Amen. The Lord gave me this message. And the truth of the matter is that this is crazy. These relationships, these children, these couples. Amen. Our country is going crazy because we watch them go at each other's throat. Amen. Highest form of government divided down the middle. And we will sit here today and say that they literally hate each other. You know what that means? There's no love. Oh, Lord. Amen. And what they are finding out is that it is going to require a crazy love. Now, they would get over it if it was a natural, normal love, because it's easy to love somebody that deserves it. But they're finding out that sin made us crazy. We are imperfect. And if we wait to love this branch of government and wait to love the president based on his imperfections and wait to love the Congress based on their imperfection or the senators or the members of the House or the representatives, if we wait for a normal love, it'll never happen. Amen. It's going to require something crazy to bring this thing together. And Paul says that you all are gifted. You all are good. But you don't have love. He says, and as we think about that, we must understand that as we look at this, we find out that it doesn't matter what you do. Paul says, though I speak with the tongues of men and angels in verse 1 and have not love, I become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Amen. Amen. Though I have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and can speak all mysteries in verse 2, though I have faith that I could remove mountains, and I don't have love. The word there is charity, but it's translated agape, and it means love. If I do that and don't have love, amen, amen, it does not matter. It matters not. I can give my body, I can give to the poor in verse 3, and amen, and I can give them, he says, I can give all of my good, though I bestow all of my goods to the poor. He didn't just say I'm just going to give them a donation. I can take out everything in my closet and give it to the poor. I can give them all of my clothes. He says I give them all of my goods. I can give them the shirt off my back. And if I don't, and if I did that, it still I still don't have love. It wouldn't make no difference. I can give my body to be burned. Amen. You can burn me as a martyr at the stake. I can say I'm going to die for somebody. I'm going to die for this person. And I can give my body and let it get burned up in the flames. And he says, if there ain't no love, that ain't even nothing. Now this is amazing, isn't it? That you can do such great things and it still not matter. It does not matter. People say, I can sing in the choir. I sing so good. Amen. I can sing. Amen. I can teach. I can quote scriptures. I know the Bible. I'm the best Bible student they got at church. Amen. Amen. I can heal people. I can predict the future. And the Bible said you can do all that stuff. If you ain't got love in your heart, it don't make no difference. We see the necessity of love. We see the essentiality of love. Love is essential. We see the expression of love starting at verse 4. And we see the everlasting love in verse 8. Love is essential if you're going to get to heaven. The Bible says that God is love. There's a lot of good things that God could be called, but he chose to be defined, identified as love. 1 John 4:8 says that he that love, amen, let me settle down. Amen. Well, he says that he that loveth is of God because God is. Amen. Have you ever wondered what God was made out of? He's made out of love. Love. And it tells us that we ought to love. Amen. John chapter 13, verse 35 says, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples. Oh, by how big your buildings are? No. By how much money you put in the offering plate? No. By how many people you send on a mission trip? No. Well, by how many acts of kindness that you do in the neighborhood? No. He said God's people are loving people. John 13, 35. Jesus said, now, before I leave, I want you all to know how you all will be defined. How you will be marked. You will be marked by being loving people. Because he says that love is patient. Amen. In verse 4, it said love is patient, and it says, it means that it's long-suffering. Love is patient. Love is kind. Oh, Lord, have mercy. It talks about how love is. Love is patient, and even after you've gotten on my nerve, when you get through, I'm not going to be so mad at you. I'm still going to be kind to you. Have we got a witness? I'm not going to be selfish. I'm not going to seek my own. Amen. But I'm looking on the things of others. That's what I'm going to do. Love is it thinketh no evil. It thinks for the best. Amen. It does not keep a list of the things that you do wrong. Listen to the last sermon. Amen. It rejoices not in iniquity. When somebody makes a mistake, it's not glad to get the bad news. I'm glad to get something on them so I can spread it. It doesn't rejoice in iniquity. It does not rejoice in injustice. Eugene Peterson talks about it does not rejoice in you being justice not being treated like you should be treated. It says that love is not like that. But it said it beareth all things. It believes all things. It hopeth all things. Amen. Love never fails. It expresses itself in a way that is unlike human love. It is an agape love. Now, we all know that about the eros love. That's the physical love. That's the love of passion. Eros is a fleshly love. I love you because you look good. I like the way you look. I'm in love. I'm ready to go to the altar because of the eros love. I don't know you. I don't know your name. But I want your number. Amen. I know how you look. I don't know if you're responsible. I don't know if you know how to get up and go to work in the morning. I don't know how you handle your problems. I don't know if you're a Christian. All I know is that you look good. And because you look good, I'm lost in your appearance. I'm lost in the makeup. I'm lost. Amen. And I don't care about nothing else. I'm ready to go to the altar. I'm in love. Eros love. Amen. That kind of love, amen, won't go the long, won't pay the bills. Tell your neighbor it won't pay the bills. Amen. You can't pay your bills no matter how good. Somebody got to go to work in the house. I wish I had a week. I told them I had a good looking wife. It didn't make no difference. They say, your bill is still due. Your car payment is still due. I don't care how good your wife look. Your looks will not pay bills. Oh, you got to have a love that is not just an eros love, not just a phileo love, a love that is a friendly kind of love, somebody that your homies. I love you because we get along. We got something in common. We know each other, and we can get along, and I love you because you're like me. Amen. It's easy to love somebody like you, but the Bible says that this kind of love is an agape love. You say, well, I love you because mama said love you. Amen. It's a storge love. That means you're kin to me. That's a family love. Have I got a witness? You got a family love. That means that I love you because you're my brother. You're my biological kin. And mama said, that's your cousin. Amen. And you better always treat them right. I better not hear today. Why? Because that's your cousin. That's the kind of love it is. It's called a storge. You got the phileo, that's a friendly love. You got storge, that's a family love. You got eros, that's a fleshly love. But we need the love. I wish I could go further into that, but we got to have a faith love, and that's agape. Love is that's unconditional. That's that love that makes me let you in the house when you should have stayed, been locked out. That's that love that lets you in the bedroom when you should have stayed on the couch. That's that love that's not supposed to be speaking to you, but I'm speaking to you anyway. That's that love that says, I love you. In spite of. This kind of love that's going to make the world go round, because the world now is held hostage by hate. But love never fails. It never comes to an end. You cannot stop love from coming through. You can stop love from being embracing you. You cannot make love turn around and go back. Everything else will run out. Amen. In verse 13, amen, amen. When you talk about prophecies, they're going to fail. When you talk about, amen, when you talk about hope, that's going to run out. But when you talk about faith, that's going to end. There'll be a time you don't need any faith. There'll be a time when you don't need any hope. When we get to heaven, we don't need those things. But love will still be there. Because God is love. Love is everlasting. It keeps on going through the storm and through the rain. Through this year and that year. 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 25 years, 60 years. Love! Didn't nothing stop it. Love is crazy. How did you stay in it when you were hurt? How did you stay in it, amen, when you were not liked? The world, relationships, couples, amen, children, amen. You're dealing with your church. It can be held hostage by hate because somebody don't get along with each other. Somebody don't like somebody. And that love that you have won't be the love that's necessary for you to become a Christian. Have I got a witness? I don't care whatever else you do. You say, I'm a big Bible carrier. I'm at church every Sunday. I work over this committee. But you don't love people? You don't love people? Then it all is meaningless. It's all of no value. It's all worthless. If I don't have love, then everything else, nothing else even matters. What matters is if I can love. I've got to love my enemies. Amen. Now that we know that it ain't got nothing to do with no feelings, though, does it? It ain't got nothing to do with emotions. It says, I want Jesus says, you're gonna have to love your enemies. How can God love us? How can we do that? We can do that by looking at how God loves us. Because at the end of verse 12, it says, then shall I know even as I am known. How does God know me? You know how you're able to love people? You're able to love people by recognizing, get this, that they're imperfect, that they're sinners. God does not come down and expect us to do things right. He knows we're sinners. He's not shocked on the throne saying, oh, I did not know they were going to do that. God didn't wake up one morning and decided that, you know what? I didn't know that they were going to steal. I didn't know that they were going to cheat on their wife. I didn't know that they were going to curse out their parents. This is getting a little heavy on. I better let y'all go. Amen. Benny, is this too real? I didn't know you were going to molest somebody in the family. Now I'm ready to kill you, but love. Love is powerful. Love sees through. Why did you say that? Because there is no sin that God hadn't died for. Now, it doesn't mean that you let people off the hook. It doesn't mean that you don't get judged for what you're doing. It doesn't mean that there are no consequences for what you do. That's not what it means. What it means is that it is not going to stop me from loving you. Because we know that sin is in the system. And that God says, the way that I can love, you see, the natural love won't let you love somebody who does wrong. But the agape love says nothing is going to stop me from loving you. It does not mean that I am going to condone what you're doing. It doesn't mean that I'm not going to tell you off. Love doesn't mean that you get off the hook. What does Ephesians 4:15 say? Speak the truth in love. You see, as I try to, the truth is that what it is not what you do, it's how you do it. Yeah, you can straighten them out, tell them what they need to hear, correct them, admonish them. But it has to be done in a way that you show them. Have you ever heard somebody to come to you and talk to you? You ain't had no business doing that. Why don't you? Well, you said it, but you didn't say it out of love. You can say anything you want to, but make sure there's some love in it. You can straighten folk out, but you ain't got to say it like you hate them. Like they say about some preachers, they preach hellfire and brimstone. When I first started out, I was a hell pistol. Hellfire and brimstone. I heard somebody tell me that the other day. He said, man, you were too rough for me. Got what I was going to say. I mean, I went back too far. He said, some preachers preach, tell sinners they're going, preach like telling sinners they're going to hell, but act like they're glad they're going. Amen. Amen. Our approach has to be different. Straighten your husband out in love. Straighten your kids out in love. Straighten folk out in love. And people can, you can stand up in a church and see folk interact with each other. And there's nothing wrong with you having a difference of opinion, but say it out of love. Act like you love somebody. Act like God is in you. The way you said it told me, oh, I don't like the source of that. What he said made sense, but it didn't act like he liked nobody. It should never cancel out your process, your delivery. No matter what God says, say it in love. Now, the truth of the matter is that love never ends. It never One scripture said it never ends. It never fails. It never gives up. Love is everlasting. Love keeps going. Love keeps flowing. Love doesn't let things get held hostage, stopped up. Love keeps everything flowing. Speak the truth in love. But when God tells us to come together, he tells couples to come together. He said, I want you all to come together. And what's the bond of the relationship? Love. Love. Love is the bond. God is love. That's the bond. And it's a love. The Bible says that you ought to leave and cleave. Now, it's going to take some good glue to hold that together. Matter of fact, it's going to take some super glue. I'm going to say some crazy. Now, crazy glue starts with a K. But when it gets you, somebody came out with it, Brother Miles. They said, this glue here is crazy. It won't let you go for nothing. You can't make it mad enough. It's going to hold on. It's a crazy glue that can make you go years and years after marriage and mistakes and problems, and crazy glue that keeps you staying in the choir when you don't get your way. Crazy glue that makes you treat folk right when they won't smile. Crazy glue that make you witness to people that got liquor on their breath. It's a crazy glue that brings you back in the house. It's a crazy glue. It'll make me loan you some money when I know you didn't pay me the last time. It's some crazy glue. I wish I had it with me. Stand to your feet and shout crazy. Shout, that's crazy. That's crazy.